Blog Talk Radio.
Woke up in the club with a lot of girls, hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house, make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it, tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving, I thought I was bad, but since you beat it.
Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, hot, hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap.
Just like a porn star.
This is Ndaya Morrell, and you're tuned into Dollhouse Radio. And without further ado, it's time for the true front to back. Take it away, bitches.
Welcome back, you horny motherfuckers, to another true front and back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. You can follow me on Twitter at Boobzilla Triple X, and my lovely co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hey, so.
Hi.
Hey, it's Karen Fisher at Sexy Karen Fisher on Twitter, Karen Fisher XX on Instagram. You guys are going to have to excuse me tonight because for those of you who don't know, I had surgery a few weeks ago, and so because of that surgery, it's a little bit difficult for me to talk, but I'm going to do my best. So just to bear with me, folks.
We'll bear with you. Is it really, is it because you have a cock in your mouth, that's why you can't talk?
It's because I just had surgery and I also have a cock in my mouth right now. Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
So
the truth comes out after all.
I know it's the truth. So it's your dynamic duo here again tonight. It's Desiree DeLuca and Karen Fisher. Next Thursday will be Triple Tits Thursday. So we have Sammy Brooks with us. For all those people that do not know, Sammy Brooks have joined the show. So she'll be back next week. So tune in, and she'll be telling you what you need to know.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yes.
I haven't been on.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I'm curious. Where are the white women at?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. So tonight we have Nina Dolce.
Yeah, Nina Dolce and Casey Storm.
And Casey Storm.
What did you say, nigga?
Oh, my gosh.
So Nina will be joining us first, and then at midnight we'll be having Casey Storm.
Casey Storm and Nina Dolce, yeah. Should be...
So, for you guys, if you have any questions or you want to tune in, the number is 646-595-40. Press 1 to talk, guys.
Yes, that's the important part. Don't send us a bunch of messages saying, we want to talk, but we don't know how, and then you're not even pressing 1. Press 1 if you want to talk.
We've been on this show for, I think, getting close to a year now.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and people still do that. No matter how many times we're like, press 1, they're like, I can't figure this out. I can't crack this code.
You dummy.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so well, real quick before we bring on our guest, I wanted to talk about something real quick, and it's been in the media for a couple weeks now. About a week or so.
Yeah.
The whole Lamar Odom thing.
Yeah.
Crazy, and how crazy. He went to the Love Ranch, which I did some research, and it says, or I've seen that some porn stars work at the Love Ranch. Have you worked there, Karen?
You know, I never have worked there. I did work, actually, for a year, I worked at the Bunny Ranch, which is, like, that's kind of like their sister brothel that's just outside of...
What did you say, nigga?
Oh, my gosh. It's, like, their sister brothel right outside of Carson City. So I worked there for a year, and that was actually before the Love Ranch even existed. But I've never worked at the Love Ranch. I have some girlfriends who work there. It's kind of, like, in the middle of nowhere. I guess it's really isolated.
So it's like by Reno, or is it?
I don't know. I thought it was more like, I could be wrong, but I thought I was under the impression that the Love Ranch was more like towards Vegas. Is that not correct?
Okay.
I wish I had a map with me.
I thought most of the brothels were like up toward Reno, like outside the Vegas, but.
There's a few different counties, like Pahrump County, which is outside of, like, about an hour outside of Vegas. They can have brothels there. And then there's a few different counties outside of, like, Reno, where they can have brothels. And then there's, like, a few counties just in the, like, BFB, Nevada, where they can have brothels. It's county by county is how the laws work.
Oh, okay. So, going to, I guess Lamar originally was talking to this Monica someone on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I guess this person did not disclose that he or she was a trainee.
Okay.
So I guess when he went to the brothel, whoever picked him up at the airport was like, oh, so you want to meet with so-and-so and he was like, yeah, because I guess he was under the impression that she was a female.
Really? See, I didn't know that trannies could work. Like, I thought you had to be a female. Like, you had to have a vagina. Do you work there?
All right. Well, we're going to have Heaven explain because he talked about it on his show Friday.
Okay. Yes, I wanted to listen in, but I went to bed at like 6 o'clock. I went to bed at like 6 o'clock that night. That's how lame I am.
Oh, my God. Well, you're under a lot of stress. You've been taking a lot of cocks, so we understand. Okay.
Yes, I was just playing the violin.
I
was playing the violin for Karen and her sad story.
I know. It's really lame.
Going to bed so early.
I just had surgery 2 weeks ago. That's my excuse. But anyways, go on.
Yes, that's a very good excuse, and we're glad to have you back.
We've been taking a lot of cock. It's a lot of hard work.
That absolutely is.
Hashtag
ABC. So, You were definitely right on track with that. But what happened was, like I said, I decided to be nosy for my show. And so, you know, they had started saying that this Madison Montage is the one. The rumor started that Madison Montage had found Lamar Odom, which during the whole entire ordeal, they were saying some Monica Monroe and some other chick found them. So then the story started changing about the transsexual finding him, which it turns out that she did not find him, but yes, she is a transsexual. She put on her Twitter on October 7th that she was the first licensed transsexual prostitute ever to be licensed in Nevada. So she started working at the Bunny Ranch. So she was trying to get to meet Lamar Odom. Now, what happened is Lamar was looking, and he saw this girl on Twitter or whatever, and she told him, oh, she works at the Bunny Ranch, blah, blah, blah. But, yes, she never disclosed that she was a transsexual. So if you look at this girl, you cannot tell she's a transsexual. So, and from what I hear, she's still pre-op, too.
Okay.
From what I hear, but that could just be a rumor. Right, she's another dangling, but that could be a rumor. But this is the ironic thing about it. I'm not going to take up too much of your time.
No, it's fine.
The ironic thing that gets lost. this is the funny thing. Getting lost in all of this, this chick looks like Kim Kardashian.
Really?
So I'm like, Lamar, why are you trying to hook up with a girl who looks like your sister-in-law? So I'm like, Lamar, Lamar knows he can't fuck Kim because that's his sister-in-law. So is this like his secret fantasy way of having sex with Kim without really having sex with Kim?
Having sex with Kim, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I was
because guessing. she looks like Kim. So then when the person was on my show that works at Love Ranch, she said that the girl was pissed off because the manager picked Lamar up and they ride to on their way to the back to the Love Ranch. She said, so you are aware that you're meeting Madison, who is a transsexual. And then according to the person who called my show, he was like, whoa, I didn't know that. Right? And then he asked to see like a list of girls. Now, I'm no judge people, because I'm no Prince Charming. Well, I am, but I'm no Prince Charming.
No, you're not.
But the two girls that Lamar picked for $37,000, these chicks do not look good. They definitely don't look $37,000 good.
What is that? Those are the two blonde chicks?
I would have took the tranny. Even after all that, I would have took the tranny.
Like, the tranny's way hotter. No, I will say, at those brothels, it's not necessarily the prettiest girl who makes the most money. It's the, like, you know, the sneakiest girl who knows how to, like, connive money out of people. That girl is the one who makes the most money.
So
yeah, well,
here's
that ride
my
of thing. Cherry.
Here's my thing. Like, I think that because he went in there on what day? Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, he wasn't found until Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, well, cocaine does not stay in your system that long, number one. Number two, even if he was taking the enhanced pills, which that's kind of normal if he's spending 72 hours or 3 days in a brothel, of course he has to take some kind of enhancement because, you know, no guy can stay up that long.
Right.
Not even you, Henry. So,
No, I know. I don't know. No, but go ahead.
Here's where I think they're lying. These girls are lying. At first, they're saying that they didn't see no drugs or didn't have any knowledge of him doing any drugs. And then they suddenly heard snorting. And then another story said they didn't hear snorting. And then So I think personally, they probably drugged him to try to get more money out of him.
And I do think that the story about him, because I've known Lamar Odom since he was in high school, and he always, ever since, before he even became a professional basketball player, when he first came out of college and he first got his first contract, he's always carried a large amount of cash with him. And he was so-called had a large amount of cash in a knapsack where he was at the brothel, and that, according to him, money was missing out of his backpack. So he's accusing, well, not him, but his people are accusing them of robbing him.
Yeah,
but
so
you can't prove that. You know what I mean?
No, you can't prove it, but
that's just like if I go into
a casino. We'll have to get back to guys.
Okay.
Because your guest is here.
Oh, yeah.
Hold that thought, sexy Karen Fisher.
All right.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Introduce your guests.
All right. So this evening we have the lovely Nina Dolce joining us on the Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And you?
It's been a long time. I know. Last week we had some technical difficulties due to the weather, you know, so.
Uh-huh.
And Karen was under the weather, so.
Yeah,
no
problem.
We're happy to be on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Very excited. Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, no, this is Karen. Thanks for being on. It's sorry if my voice is a little weird right now. Anyways, but yeah, we're so happy to have you on.
Thank you.
I love your photos. You're so sexy.
Yeah, you know, she's so hot. Which ones have you seen? Have you seen the really good ones, or just kind of the ones that are, you know, Playboy style, or have you seen the nasty ones?
You know, I'm more look at the Playboy style ones. I don't usually like go and look at like the spread eagle like turkey dinner.
Funny because, you know, I really enjoy doing my work. I don't even call it work because I enjoy it so much. And, you know, I'm just like a nudist type of person as well. You know, so basically a lot of times I like to do different things. You know, I like to do things that are very exciting, and I like to also watch shoots as well. Because I think, you know, watching people do all the neat, new, different things now is very exciting.
So yeah. You like your voyager.
What are we waiting for? Take it!
Absolutely. I am a voyager.
So you're a voyager. You
a
like
voyager?
To watch.
Do you
yes,
think you're the
I love
voyager?
To watch. No, I love to watch. And I think now, I think that the adult industry has changed so much, and so many new things are being done, like wild and different things, because of the fact that people need more excitement.
And what is the wildest things you've done on video?
What have I done on video? Unfortunately, I've done completely vanilla style videos, meaning that I mean, I haven't done anything really, really hardcore. I mean, I've done, like, guys on film, but not many. So, basically, if you see me doing the men on film, it's something I've put my all into because I've only done about 3 or 4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, I've only really done I did them for Jill Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah, I did them for her production company in California, and I really had a great time. I actually started out as a lesbian porn star. I started out doing that. Like, I'd wear like strap-ons and stuff because I'm more of the dominating one.
That's right up Karen Fisher's alley.
What happened?
What?
I said that's right up Karen Fisher's alley. She likes, you know,
perfect.
The girl on girl.
I like doing girl on girl, and I like being dominated by women. I think it's kind of hot. Yeah.
Well,
what are we waiting for? Take it!
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what's funny is that, you know, because I work out and I'm pretty fit, like I'm not like overly fit, but I'm really fit and stuff. So when I put on like patent leather or rubber style stuff and put on heels, I really look dominating. I guess it's just my aura, you know? So
yeah.
I really have fun doing that kind of stuff too.
That's awesome.
Very nice.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you, because you were around, you know, I know you've been out of the business for a while, but
yeah.
You were kind of in the business in the heyday, and now you're kind of getting back into the swing of things. So what do you think is the biggest difference, or some of the biggest differences between now and then?
Well, okay, basically what I see, like what I was trying to explain is I see that because it's so competitive, it really is. You know, there's so many women that are involved in the industry and in film that you kind of can't even keep track of the names. I mean, I can't. And I mean, with the internet and everything, it's like, can't even keep track of who's doing what, and anybody can do film now. So I think basically when you build a name and your credits, you're actually doing it the right way and you're marketing and, you know, you're actually heading towards having a career the right way. I've seen it change a lot because of the competition. You know, people are trying to do so many different things and new things that it's kind of like, you know, there's so many niches. You know what I mean? Like, it's
yeah.
like, what can somebody come up with next? What can we do next to actually create mega hard-ons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Real quick, Lena, we have a caller we have to take real quick. And caller from area code 419. Hello, caller.
Ooh.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Karen. Boobzilla.
Hi, it's Boobzilla and Karen Fisher. Thank you for calling in to Truth Button Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Hello, my name is Stacy.
Stacy.
Well, I think you ladies are very sexy.
Thank you.
I'm into MILFs and Cougars.
Ooh.
I'm into myself.
Do you know our guest, Nina Dolce?
She's hot. Just saying.
Thank you.
I bet so. Her voice sounds sexy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Do you have a question for us?
Well, it's actually for all you ladies. Okay. Have you ever dated a guy that was 6'7" or taller?
Aaron?
You know, I love tall guys, but I've never seen anyone that tall, just because I've actually known very few men that were that height, actually. But no, I haven't, but I would.
Lexington Steele, is he 6'7"?
I don't know. His dick is probably 6'7", but
I was just
going to
say about, yeah. I was just going to say, I'm curious about dating men that are 6'7" and up because I would like to see how big their dick is.
Lucky me.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God. So are you, how tall are you, caller?
I'm 6'7".
You are 6'7". That's why you asked
nice.
That question.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Tall is good. Tall are hot.
I think the tallest I've dated was probably like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah.
Same here.
I guess the big question is, caller, is how big is your feet?
How big is your cock? You can say it, Nina. You can say how big is your cock.
How big is your cock, caller?
It's 8.5 inches.
Do you have girth?
Oh, boy. That actually sounds very nice.
What is that special?
I will love this. I would love to like have a picture for you ladies to show it. Just know I'm not lying.
Oh, you can send it to Karen. She likes cock pictures.
Oh, I like,
please do
I
not
like
send
Karen.
It to Boobzilla. Please do not
I'll
send it to Boobzilla.
You know, I think it's so cute how men are just like, they just love to get their cock at full attention and everything and just snapshots. It's great.
I know.
I mean, they're just like.
I get a lot of cock pictures a day. It's ridiculous. I don't know how many you
get. I mean, do you name them? Do you put like a name with the cock?
No. Did I? Did I?
Oh, gosh.
So, Kyle, where are you calling in from?
I'm from Ohio, Mansfield, Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very nice.
Well,
very
thank
nice.
You for calling in. We appreciate
yes,
it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tall Big Dick from Ohio.
My name is Stacy.
Tall Dick Dong.
Thank you, though. I like the nickname.
I just made that up. I'm so creative. I hope you have a great night.
I'll be dreaming you, ladies.
Awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
And where are the white women at?
Oh my gosh.
We're gonna have this like random weird like quote like. What is that? I want to say a subtitle, but it's not a subtitle. Whatever that is, I have a feeling it's going to be a night for
like
those.
Improv.
I have a question. Do you guys think that he was stroking it?
There was a chance.
So.
I think he had a feeling. You know?
I didn't hear him, like, out of breath or, like, you know when guys are jerking off, how their voices, like, kind of, like, all over
yeah,
the place?
Yeah.
Okay,
I thought maybe I kind of felt that. I kind of felt like he was touching it, so, you know, it's kind of neat.
But he could have been. Maybe he's one of those sneaky guys who does, he can do it without us being able to detect.
Oh, my God. So, real quick, Nino, I want to ask you about our topic for tonight. We're talking about the whole Lamar Odom.
The what?
The Lamar Odom.
Okay.
You know the case? The basketball
not
player.
Well. Please refresh.
Please refresh. Okay, so we were talking about how he was at the brothel and that he was there for Tuesday, and then they found him on Saturday unconscious. My theory is I think the girls drugged him.
You do?
Did he have a substance abuse problem beforehand, though?
Yeah, but he was doing good. All the people say he was doing good.
But people, I'm not saying I don't think that people can change, but a lot of times if you have substance abuse problems, they go in and out of sobriety all the time.
Correct. Like maybe, like I'm thinking like this, you know, when you get yourself, okay, we've all been in situations, well, I mean, I have, where basically, you know, you're hanging out, you're doing your thing, you know, traveling around, possibly working here and there. And the bottom line is, if you tend to have a little fun or you're around people that have fun, sometimes it does get out of hand.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, if like, you get, like, in a zone, and so, I mean, he was hanging out there having a good time, I'm sure, and possibly not paying attention to the time frames that he's using and taking and this and that. So, I mean, it's definitely going to catch up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, so I just think this is how I feel, and obviously I wasn't there, and I don't know everything. I like to think I know everything, but I don't. No, but... I mean, I just kind of feel like he made some bad decisions. He took things too far. You know, maybe other people played their part in it. But bottom line, he needs to take responsibility for his own actions. And I think he just doesn't want to do that. And he's just blaming other people now. Like, he's like, it's not my fault, you know? That's how I see the situation.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy.
So I wanted to ask Kevin, is he still on the line?
Yeah, of course.
Of course, he's always on the line. So what is your take come at heaven?
Well, you know,
you probably know about it more about
everyone. Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone these days look for a reason to blame the Kardashians for everything. So
yep.
I'm just going to say it's Kim Kardashian's fault, because when it rains and it's not supposed to, they blame Kim Kardashian. You know, when mm-hmm. it's a tsunami, they blame Kim.
Right.
You know, so when things go wrong in your life, you know, that damn Kim Kardashian. So, you know, on the real, I totally agree with Karen. Lamar has had a substance abuse problem for years,
mm-hmm.
Even before he met Khloé. And even though people want to blame Khloé, because look, you, first of all, you know, don't give me a reason to take up for the Kardashians. But people try to blame Khloé. But Lamar has had a substance abuse problem for years. And if you're not ready to change, it doesn't matter
right.
what your friends do. It don't matter what your wife do.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what
yeah.
you know, what is said or whatever. Lamar has issues. And,
well, it comes from his parents,
you know,
right?
I feel as though he has to take, just like Karen said, you have to take responsibility for your own actions. Khloé Kardashian did not put that glass dick to Lamar's mouth. She did not make Lamar smoke crack. She did not, you know, start him smoking crack. And again, he has to take responsibility for his own actions. She didn't drive him to the brothel. Now, granted, if they robbed him or drugged him, that's wrong. Yes.
Yeah.
But
right.
as far as everything else about him, you know. I saw people. I saw the most ridiculous stuff on the internet. It was Khloé Kardashian's fault. It's the Kardashian's fault, and every
people just
man
want to
they
point
get
and blame.
Something happened to them. Yeah, they want to point and blame, but the blame is on Lamar. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I've been knowing Lamar a long time, so it kind of bothers me to say this, but the blame is on Lamar. You know, and Khloé tried to help him get cleaned up. Like, Lamar, you know, cheated on Khloé years ago. You know, and she found out about it. And so it's not like just the first time. Like, he cheated on
mm-hmm.
her years ago. He's brought women in their house. You know, but she caught him. She forgave him. And when she found out he was seriously had a drug problem, she tried to get him cleaned up. But that's not going to work if they're not ready.
Isn't that
to do
true
it
love?
Themselves.
That is such true love. It is.
Yeah, a little
that's
stupidity.
That's a strong woman
yeah.
right there. That's a very strong
she's still,
woman.
Yeah, she's still
yeah,
in love
very
with the
strong.
Guy. Well, she's in love with the guy. So, but Khloé, I can definitely say, if you're tired of Lamar, and you're looking for someone to take you off Lamar's hands.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
oh my
come my
God.
Way. I'm single. Like,
yeah, right?
Luck, right?
Clearly
I'm
single,
like,
too.
Tall
brothers. Hello?
Okay. I think...
Well, maybe she's never
okay,
tried
I have
a
to check.
Woman. Maybe that's why she's never had to get.
That's right.
I have to go back, guys, and do my producer job, because I think I have to check and make sure your guest isn't somewhere on the dial. I want to say hi
on
a lot to our guest, too. I'm looking at her pictures of her sexy self. So,
you are.
Nina, hello.
Hi. Yeah.
Word.
How are you?
Hi.
Okay.
I'm great. I'm great. Okay, guys. Bye. I got to find out whether
okay.
your guest is on.
Okay,
bye.
Okay.
Oh, that was our dirty producer, Heaven Hollywood.
Love dirty producers.
Dirty, nasty producers. So, Miss Nina,
yes.
what are you working on now, or what are you promoting?
Well, let me see. I am slowly getting myself back into the business. I do have somebody marketing for me, which is, I guess, a start. I will be going to, well, I'd like to host parties. I mean, I actually love to host parties, and I'm here in Florida. I'm in Boca, so there's a lot of clubs here and things that are going on. So, and also when I travel to do meet and greets, I'd like to host certain parties as well, since I'm very social.
I'm also going to be contacting some companies and looking into doing some more girl-girl film.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've kept myself up pretty well, so I'm actually going to go at it full force as the new me.
No, Karen will be interested in doing a girl-girl, but thank you, Sweetie, for joining us, but we have unfortunately, we have to wrap it up. We have our other guests coming on, so if you want to do your shout-outs.
I had a wonderful time.
If you want to do your shout-outs and promotions for fans.
Yeah, okay, come visit me at ninadolce.com. Also on Twitter and Instagram. Contact me.
Awesome. And Karen will contact you for your Girl Girl.
Yes.
That sounds perfect.
That
I can't wait. Looking forward.
Yay.
Oh,
me too. Have a great night. Thank you so much.
Have a good night, guys. Love you
all right,
both.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay, okay,
right. Bye-bye. So that was interesting, and yeah, our producer said he can't wait for your girl girl scene either.
What? No, she's not. I think she'd be fun to work with.
Yeah, you always try to turn all these girls into a girl girl scene. Why? And that seems to be
promoting. Because I don't have a dick. I can't turn it into a boy girl scene. Like,
you
I
can. It's called a strap on.
I'll do a boy-girl-girl. I like that, too. But I can't be like, hey, baby, let's do a boy-girl scene. They'll be like, but you're a chick. Shut up.
All right, so without further ado, she's been waiting for several minutes. Tonight we have Casey Storm joining us on the True Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Hello.
Hi, Casey.
Hi.
Thank you for waiting. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
So welcome to the Truth Fun back on Dollhouse Radio. I am Desiree DeLuca, and my co-host is Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ladies.
So, Ms. Casey Storm, how long have you been in the industry?
Since May of 2012.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So not that, not all that long in from what I'm told.
What is your favorite thing about the industry so far?
So far, I think it's just all the different people that I've met, and then the freedom that it really tends, at least for me, give me to express myself and just have fun and do what I want to do.
So you're a very sexual person, obviously. Well, obviously everybody is in the industry, but some are more than others.
Putting it very much so.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I
so,
ask?
Go ahead, Karen.
I was going to ask because I noticed you have an accent. Where are you from?
Originally Lawrenceburg, Indiana.
Oh wow. Okay. Cool.
Right at
the border.
Or something.
Yeah. No. Right at the border of Kentucky, which I spent most of my summers growing up in Kentucky and Tennessee from the time we got out of school until. About to resume again, so. And I've only been in L.A. almost 4 years.
Oh, you live in L.A. now?
Yeah. We're in Pasadena. So I've been there almost 4 years.
So how did you get in? Like, how did you get into the adult industry, and what kind of made you want to try it out?
Well, I really had no idea I was going to go into it and didn't really know that much about the talent end of it, I guess I should say. But I had been working for, I'm friends with the Flints, and I had been working for them in their retail chains, hiring and training their managers. And they had brought me out to L.A., and I was approached while I was there redoing their Sunset store by Score to shoot for them. And I thought it was a joke. I was like, yeah, right, okay, whatever. And about 3 months into them asking me, Teresa finally said, hey, why don't you do it just for the fun of it, just for the heck of it, just do it. And I did, and it was fun. You know, it was different, and I'd been swinging for years, so it wasn't a whole lot of difference in the two. And then I guess you'd say the rest is history from there. About late June, I ended up being approached by Randy Wright to be her mom on American Mean Girls. And so I've been the queen over that website for, well, since June of 2012. So that's just kind of the way everything went, and it just snowballed from there.
Wow, that's a long time to be.
Yeah, I had no idea about it.
Awesome. So you said Mean Girls. So you do a lot of kink and fetish and BDSM.
As long as I'm the dominant.
Oh, so you don't like to be dominated.
Oh, no. No.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I've been approached by, like, kink and them to work for me, but I will not be a submissive. And the only one I allow to dominate me is Tommy, so they won't let us work together there. So, yeah.
Tommy Gunn,
the person I live with. Other than that, no, that's the only time anybody ever stepped into a dominant realm with me. Otherwise, I'm definitely a dominant.
Oh, okay, cool. And we have a caller from 310. I believe that's California, right, girls?
Yes. Yep.
All right. Okay. So we have a caller
Hello.
That wants to join us. Hello?
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Thank you so much. In fact, I'm not in California. I'm in Dubai. My name is Ali.
Ali, okay. Well, thanks for calling in. I know it's
how
early
are you doing?
Morning there.
Yeah, yes, it is. I just want to say hi to you, to Karen, and to my dearest Anina and Casey Storm, because I'm a big fan of hers. And,
hello.
Yes, hi, Casey. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. I'm a big fan of yours, really. My name is
Ali.
Thank
you.
And I want to say to Karen, I want to say hi, and I want to say, and I wish her happy birthday. I know last week, and we wish all her wishes and all her dreams would come true. Karen, you are amazing. You are very beautiful, and you are gorgeous. And we love you so much and adore you very much. Unfortunately, I didn't say hi to Nina because she was my favorite, especially for the old movies that she do with Gina Jameson. And I want to say hi to her. But thank you so much, really, for this amazing show. And I really like to hear it and to participate each week because you bring the hottest and the beautiful and my favorite.
Thank you so much.
And I just want to, I really appreciate that, and I just want to show my support to each one of you. And happy birthday again to you, Karen.
Well, thank you for calling in, sweetie.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much
for the birthday wishes and for all the kind words. You're very sweet.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Take care.
You have a good
Bye,
day.
Sweetie. Yeah, belated. I'm sorry, Karen. I didn't know. I've been back home visiting, and it's been insane. I still have not adjusted to the time difference.
Yeah.
About the time I'm adjust, I guess I'll be going back home, so it's kind of crazy.
Where are you at
I'm in Indiana right now visiting with my family, and I had 4 new grandbabies I hadn't seen yet, so I needed to get home and see them. And so, you know, I came in. Yeah, my daughter had triplets 3 months ago, 3.5 months ago, and then my son and his fiance had a baby 2 months prior to that, so... Yeah, I had a lot to come home and see and take care of, so it's been fun.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's very cool. Congratulations, Grandma.
Thank you. Yeah, that makes 7
grandma.
Now. So.
Yeah.
Love it.
Very cool. That's very, very cool.
Awesome. So do you have any things that you're working on now, Miss Casey?
Yeah, we actually started a series on our clip store called Mother Knows Best is a Taboo. And we did 5 of those, and then things got a little crazy with Tom's father being ill. And we're about to resume that one. I have a toy line that I just signed a contract for that's in production. So that's supposed to be coming out in December. And I'll be posting everything as soon as I get the go-ahead to post the details out for that one. And then I'm going to be on in All Pleasure Magazine for November. I'm doing a layout for them. And I'm doing a lot of toy runs, things for kids for Christmas, for some charity events. I'm doing the Veterans Homeless Charity Benefit in Huntsville, Alabama in December. So things are a little insane. And then right after that, of course, everybody's got the AVNs going on. And then in the spring of 2016, we're already setting up a tour for over in Europe. I'll be going over there.
Oh,
which
wow.
is kind of exciting. I've never done anything like that before. So there's a lot.
Karen can help you out with that because she loves to be overseas.
Yeah, I didn't even get a passport, so I wouldn't be able to go. And now it's kind of like not really optional. So, yeah.
Oh, it's easy to get one. Yeah, it's easy to get a passport. I love Europe. It's awesome. I love my own country more. Well, because I live here and it's my own country, but
Europe
is very cool. It's very
fun. Yeah, I thought I'd kind of just dive off the deep end and just do it. And so my management agency is putting all that together for me, and so that should be in the spring of next year. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
Awesome. So you will be at AVN, you said?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I will definitely be at AVN. Like I said, I've got the middle of December is the charity event in Huntsville. Ron's going to be there, Ron Jeremy, Evan Stone. Kiana Bradley, Lucky Star, Karen Summer. There's quite a few of us, actually, that are doing it. And then after that, the holidays, and then after that, ABN. So, yeah, definitely going to be there. Yeah.
We'll be there.
It's going to be kind of crazy. You will be there. Great. I can finally get to meet you guys. That would be wonderful. I see your posts all the time, you know, and that, and it's just I never got a chance to meet the both of you, and I'd like that.
Yeah, you can come by our booth and you can meet Karen, you can meet Jack, and you can meet myself.
Oh, I'd love that.
Jack is
your
boyfriend.
Definitely.
In a bottle.
Okay. Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Oh, my God.
So,
go ahead and do your little shout-out, baby. What did you say that?
What have you guys been up to? What's other than the radio show? I see so many different things that you all seem to be doing.
Well, Karen always runs away and goes overseas, so I can't keep
Europe.
Up with her. So she
I
just
went
came
to Europe,
back from Milan.
And then I came back and I had surgery, and now I'm just resting. I'm resting.
Okay.
I'm going to bed at 7 o'clock. Now my life is really boring for the next couple weeks. Yeah.
Oh well, speedy recovery.
Thank you. I stayed up late tonight just for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I know when I had messaged you and I said, now is that Eastern time or Pacific time? And when I found out it was midnight here, I'm like, oh, that's great. That's wonderful. That's perfect.
All these time zones can get confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to any Halloween parties?
I was going to, but... So all the kids are getting together and taking all the – my grandbabies are all going trick-or-treating together. So I think we're going to just kind of do that and just have like a family thing that night. I was at a Halloween party with my brothers last weekend, and that was a little insane because they're just a bunch of little hillbilly rednecks. And so it was kind of crazy over there with some of the stuff they were doing. And I figured, okay, that's kind of – that did it for me. I'm good. I'm good till next year. So I don't think I'm going to do much of anything this year. It wasn't that it was bad. It was just the next day I'm just like, and I'm not even a drinker. And I was like, oh, my God, I did not witness that. That did not happen. I mean, they're crazy. They're a great bunch of people, but they're just crazy. Yeah, I'm good. I think I'll just stick with the grandbabies this Halloween.
What about you, Karen? What are you doing for trick-or-treat?
I'll probably be in bed by 7 o'clock.
Oh, my God. That's so boring.
I get tired. I'm like, oh, I have to go to sleep. I'm so tired.
I'm surprised you made it on the show. Did you set your alarm? Did you set your grandma alarm?
Well, I had doctor's appointments all day, so but I did have a cup of coffee because I was like, crap, I got to stay up. Stay up till 9:30 tonight. So I had some coffee, and that helped. But, yeah, I'm not doing anything for Halloween. I really love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday. I love to dress up, but honestly, I just it's only been a few weeks, and I'm just not really up to much. What are you doing, Deborah? Right?
Gosh.
Oh my god, that's so funny
because the sci-fi is running this whole Friday the 13th marathon right now. So.
Oh, they are? I love that show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not really scary.
Right up my alley. I wouldn't mind watching like scary movies all night.
Oh my god,
I love
it. This is the best month to watch sci-fi.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you told me that. Now I have a plan for Thanksgiving. I'm watching sci-fi.
By Thanksgiving, it won't be on. You have to have another game plan.
Oh, wow.
So thank you, Casey. We are looking forward to seeing you at ABN. You will be at Exotic or no?
Please? I'm sorry. Will I be what?
Will you be at Exotica or no?
No, I won't be Exotica. I do have to get back. If you've seen the Twitter, you know, Tommy's father had passed away. So I do have to get back so we can get some things taken care of and resolved with all of that now. So I have to be back. I won't make it. Definitely going to be at the ABN, yes.
Okay. Well, tell Tommy. Sorry. I'm sorry to hear that about his father. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I will let him know. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining the show, and we look forward to seeing you in January.
I can't wait to meet you guys, and thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks. You too, hon.
All right. Bye-bye.
So
bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Oh, what?
Oh,
you what?
I was just going to ask Desiree what she's doing for Halloween.
Probably not. Oh, okay. All right, honey. Thanks. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So you were just tuning in to, if you were just tuning in, you were just, that was Casey Storms on Truthfoot and back on Dollhouse Radio. So, Karen.
Yeah.
She kept referencing Tommy. Are they an item? I don't want to ask her.
Yes, Tommy Gunn. Okay. Tommy Gunn, like, not the. There's two. First of all, I have to say, somebody needs to change their name because two Tommy Gunns is too fucking confusing. So the blonde Tommy Gunn is her husband. Like, or not her husband. I don't know what. Like, her boyfriend or what. He's her significant other.
The
blonde
Tommy
Gunn.
Not the one with the long hair. Not the one with the long hair.
The one with the long blonde hair.
That's it.
That's her.
What is that special?
What?
The one with the long blonde
hair.
What is
that special?
Oh, my gosh. Every time I try to answer that stupid thing, voice. The one with the long blonde hair. Is her significant other.
Oh, okay. I know him. I like him.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's cool. I actually like both the Tommy Gunns. I just don't like that they're two of them because...
Well, he was the original one, the one with the long hair, and then
the other one. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so...
I'm going to change my name to Tommy Gunn, too, because there'll be three of us. Three Tommy Gunns.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I like Tommy. He's a great guy. Now that I know which one she's talking about, because I wasn't sure. I was thinking it was the other one, and I was like, oh, good Lord.
Really? You don't like the brunette one?
No. He just seems very arrogant.
I don't know him that well. He's always been cool to me, but like I said, I don't really know him very well.
I met him on set once, and his attitude was like, oh, don't talk to me, and, you know.
Don't talk to me, I'm Tommy Gunn. I'm just kidding.
You're a goofball.
Oh, my gosh.
Only 5 more minutes, Ms. Karen, and then you can go to bed, Grandma.
Oh! I know. I'm much better. I will say my first week after surgery, literally, like, or the first 5 days, I couldn't walk. Like, I could barely walk because it was so, so, so painful. Like, my head felt like it was going to explode when I stood. So I've really come a long way. And, yes, it is lame that I like to go to bed still at 7 or 8. I've come a long way. So, I don't know. Pretty soon I will be back to normal, darn it. I will.
So people in your house can run havoc that now that you go to sleep at 7, huh?
My mom has been staying with me, so I don't, unless it's my mom running havoc, which my mom's idea of running havoc is like quilting all night or something like that. So, no, there's nothing like, no one's running havoc.
So it's funny when you text me talking about that your mom doesn't go more than 65 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's one because my mom's my doctors are at Cedars-Sinai. So, and I live in Palm Springs, so it's about like a 2.5 hour drive. And now I could drive that, but like for a while I could not. Like there's no way that I could do that. And so my mom would be driving me. Like, people in L.A. drive, like, 80, 85. My mom, like, I had to tell her, Mom, the speed limit's 65. You have 5. And she's like, oh, she gets so nervous. I'm like, fuck. So, at least now I can drive myself to L.A. That is nice.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So hilarious. So any final thoughts on our topic of the evening?
I don't know. I think that he needs to take responsibility for his actions. I don't know if those girls robbed him or not. You know, it's hard for me to say. I actually do know quite a few girls who work at the brothels. I don't know those particular girls, so I can't say, like, oh, I believe she would do that, or no, I don't think she would. Because there actually are a lot of, like, you know, there's honest people and dishonest people. So, but I do think he just doesn't want to take responsibility. He's just, like, your typical to blame other people. And Chloe did not make him a drug addict. He already was a drug addict. She did try to help him. But at the end of the day, you can't help someone who doesn't want to change. It's a very, very sad thing to love someone who has a drug or alcohol problem because there's nothing that you can do to make them change. Like, you're so powerless. And so you see this person that you love, like, destroying their life, and there's nothing you can do, you know, except for kind of walk away and be like, well, shit, I guess if you want to destroy your life, go ahead, but not going to let you destroy mine, you know,
exactly.
At the end of the day.
That's what she did. And then now she kind of feels guilty and she's, you know, being by his side.
Yeah, she still cares about
you. You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
So I feel for her and I hope he gets his shit together and stops the nonsense. And if those bitches did rob him, then...
Yeah, it's just a lot going on. But stay strong, Chloe, and, you know, Lamar has a long ways to go now that he needs a kidney and all this other stuff, so...
Maybe this will be a wake-up call. Like, maybe after all this happened, you know, I do think sometimes people need something really, really bad to happen to them to shock them into changing. So maybe this is a wake-up call. Maybe this will save his life.
Maybe not.
Some people never learn from their mistakes, but I hope so, because that's no way to go through your life, you know?
No, it isn't. So, guys, that's another night of Truth Button Back. You're on Dollhouse Radio. This is Desiree DeLuca and my host, co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher.
I said Boobzilla. I'm not Boobzilla. You're Boobzilla. Sorry.
I didn't say Boobzilla.
I said Boobzilla. I don't even know who I am.
Boobzilla. Next week, we have the dynamic trio on, Boobzilla. What, I need to come up with a name for you. Karen Fisher.
I thought it was Boobalicious.
Oh, Boobalicious. Oh, yeah, I do call you Boobalicious. So
yeah.
It's Boobzilla, Boobalicious, and Oh My Lanta will be on next week. So tune in, guys, on Truth Fun Back. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
What are we waiting for? Take it!